Be reviewing minutes here in the next little while, and when you commission members would like to make a motion for approval or modification, just let me know. But you're probably familiar with this process, and we essentially are reviewing changes that property owners are proposing in the old Aiken Overlay districts and the historic districts. I think tonight everything is in the historic district, but we welcome you as your involvement in this process. When we call your name out and your application, if you just come to the lectern here, and that has a recording device and also has the agenda on the screen. Do I hear any motions regarding the minutes?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of our work session and our general meeting of July 7th, 2015.
All right.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion second. All in favor of approving the minutes for the July work session and regular meeting, raise your right hand. Okay, minutes are approved. All right, Mr. Secretary, if you would introduce this first application.
Okay. The first application is application number 16-001 within the Historic Overlay District. The applicant is Angela Little of 633 Boundary Avenue Southeast, or South Boundary, rather. The applicant is requesting approval to build a new pool house and a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think they're approaching our lectern here. If you would, for the record, please just state your name and your address, and we'll be able to record it.
All right. My name is Angela Little. I'm the owner of the property in question. I live at 633 South Boundary Avenue Southeast.
Okay. Anything you would like to add to the application?
Beside me Tate Hillian, who's the architect involved in designing the pool house, and mm-hmm. I know we'd be glad to answer any questions also.
Okay. All righty. We've got the drawings, and I don't know of any questions immediately. I was interested in the fact that the ceiling is sloped on the plan, but the roof is not. Is that correct?
Well, I submitted elevations, but I don't see those in my package here.
I wondered about that. Do we have some elevations?
I did have those submitted, but they didn't make it into here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you have them here, though, that I can...
I can go get them.
Okay. There's basically three roof sections. We have the main section, which is the living area, and that's just a gable roof, okay, an 8-12 pitch. The back section where the bathroom is and the closet, that's a 4-12 pitch, just a shed roof. And then there's another roof over the patio, another 4-12 pitch shed roof. And those show up in the elevations.
I got you. So the center is a regular gable.
That's correct. Right.
Running the long way, and then you've got two little sheds coming
off. I have two sheds,
off.
One off the back, one off the front.
Okay.
And the center is the gable.
Yeah, I wondered, I saw this, and I kind of wondered what was going on with it, but that's maybe when he gets it. Do you all understand what's going on then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always better to see it.
it is.
The elevation's up a lot, yeah.
It is. Now, if we look on the finish schedule, we can probably tell us, is there ceiling height is 8? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And it shakes, and Hardy. The elevation will probably tell us.
The Western Red Cedar, we're going to use Western Red Cedar shakes on this main part, and on the front, the sides, and then on the back, Hardy Plank on the back.
Mm-hmm. And the bathroom little wing, that has shakes or Hardy Plank on it?
That's going to be Hardy Plank.
Okay, so really the center
exactly
is the part with the shakes.
Exactly.
And then these others are secondary.
Correct, and that would be Hardy Plank.
Yeah. Horizontal, just okay. Horizontal lap.
Exactly, horizontal lap. 7.5-inch exposure. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, could you talk about the windows a little bit more?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And now you may want to, if you want to pass something around, you can do that. But it's probably better to be near that mic. Okay. Otherwise, you fade out of the minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the windows looked like it was simulated leaded glass or something. I was just trying to.
We have two antique windows that are going over the sink. Well, it is leaded glass. It's a diamond pattern.
Right.
And we're having a frame made. We're going to set these two windows. They're almost 3 feet by 3 feet into this frame. Yeah.
Okay. And then the rest of the windows we knew.
They're new Anderson windows, true divided light. They're 400 series windows.
They're true divided light.
Yeah. Well, it's Anderson's true divided light, which is what we have in the house. The bar in between the glass, that's their true divided light, which was approved by the board.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
it's okay. In other words, they're not vinyl windows with a snap-on grid.
Right.
They're wood windows. Mm.
Yeah.
With a bar, the grid on the outside, grid on the inside, and a bar in between the glass.
Yeah.
In between
okay.
Those, yeah.
Not quite true divided light.
It's their true,
almost
true. They call it simulated divided light is what they call it.
Yeah, yes. Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Now we understand.
So do you think very much of this would be viewable from the road with the fence and all?
No, we're in the process of planting and landscaping, and so at some point, 2 or 3 years from now, you'll never know it's there. But we've created a little pathway on the right side of the house with a gate, and so we hope that maybe right through this part that... Maybe you might see those windows, we're hoping, those leaded glass windows, just to create some interest and pull you down there.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty.
Thank you.
Tate, would it really mess up your budget if you bump the center section up a foot higher than the little saddlebags?
You mean go to an 8-12 pitch? I mean a 10-12 pitch?
Or? No, I'm just raising the eave height up. Just.
Well, it's funny you say that because since we've submitted, I'm always changing the plan a little bit and messing with it. And we've taken the whole thing, instead of being an 8-foot ceiling, we've pulled the whole thing up a foot to a 9-foot ceiling.
Yeah.
So, and I think I submitted those two, and that might be what you have. I'm not sure if that's
yeah. It would just give the center section a little more prominence, and it would actually communicate that hey, this has a 9-foot ceiling too.
This is no.
You got a newer one.
Yeah, but you have enough room. There they are.
Yep.
We should just throw those away. Here it is, and.
I'm not sure.
Okay, now this is the revised. So you do have the revised. That's good. Okay. That is good.
Mm-hmm. And so what you were talking about with the middle pit section here, just going a little higher with
just
main body.
Just to get that ridge up a little higher so that it isn't three things all in the same scale, but the center one gets a little more prominence. It's just a minor detail that most people from the road won't even see. But
well, we're trying to conserve. We've got kind of a limited budget, so I was hoping to achieve what we needed to with what we submitted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you did take the ceiling up a little higher.
We did. It's a 9-foot ceiling now in that living area, that main section.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That roof may go up a little higher.
And. Well, look at that.
It'll be close to that.
It will.
Okay. Any other questions? Good, thank you. I'll ask if anyone else has anything they'd like to say with regard to the pool house. You're welcome to come forward. If not, we'll have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 16-001 as submitted.
Second. Okay, we have it. Okay, any discussion?
The only remark I have is that probably these plans should be made exhibits.
I can do that.
Yeah. So we know
what we voted on. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Okay. All in favor? Raise your right hand. Okay. All good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ron, what's our next?
So the next application is application 16-003. Rick Wilson and David Trachtenberg are requesting approval to replace existing wood fencing to build new paddock fencing on their property at 215 Dupree Place Southwest. All fencing will be erected in three-board style and will be wood.
Okay. And you're here.
Yeah.
Good. Can you also give us your name for the record?
Rick Wilson.
Okay. Residing at 215?
215 Dupree.
Good. Okay. All right. I think we have a drawing to go with that.
What I didn't put on there was whether the fencing needs to be black, white, or left natural. So I think it would probably be more attractive and blend in if it were painted black.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I'm open to anything on that.
Well, black would be typical, a very dark green. Okay.
Rick, I noticed on one of your plans there you said the existing fencing would be repaired in rear of property. So you're talking about putting the three-board fence on the sides?
The fencing is from approximately where the yellow starts on the bottom at the top,
right,
where there's that L-shaped,
yep,
section. Everything from there back and around to the other side is pretty much rotted.
Okay.
It's the lady that had it before us made some attempts to repair, which were pretty much band-aided.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing needs to be replaced, including the stockade on both sides of the house, and we're keeping the stuff on the front. Mm-hmm. So
okay. So you really, it's really, the blue is all being replaced with the three rails.
Everything blue is being replaced except along the front there. That is that vinyl covered, whatever it
right,
is, some
right,
kind of synthetic,
I understand,
product out there.
And then the yellow will be the new
yellow would be
vinyl,
the new
product as well.
Black three-board fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, the yellow will be three-board fencing. So on the blue on the side, what is that, a privacy fence? Or?
About halfway back, it's stockade, and
yeah,
the rest of the way back, it's three-board.
Okay.
So we have a mixture of three different things already on the property.
Okay.
I think I'm correct, Tommy, that if he's just replacing his fence, I'm not sure it necessarily requires us to approve it. If he's just making a repair and replacing, so some of the fence in the back is not necessary that we weigh in, and I suppose that you said the stockade fence that will be remain stockade but be replaced.
That will remain stockade.
Okay.
Everything that's there, everything in blue, except for the line along the front of the property on Dupree, will be replaced with exactly what it is now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And now the blue, even that's coming across, that comes through the barn, that's
there already.
Already there. So it's almost like the blue is just fire information.
right?
But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. But the new is in there, is shown as the yellow and marker.
And the reason for the reasoning behind it is we have two horses right now. Mm-hmm. And I would like, because of, I'd like to keep grass and keep it looking nice. And I want to be able to rotate the horses a bit. Probably very seldom would they be on that front. That's really kind of just an extra, so when I have to do something in the back, I have a place to put the horse. Mm-hmm. And because I really want the grass to look nice up there. And like I said, we've just completely redone the irrigation system.
Mm-hmm.
So that should start within the next few weeks with the fertilizer that we put out. Should start looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will be putting rye out for the winter.
So the new, I'm sorry, I'm still confused, Rick, and I apologize. The new fencing is going to be three rails, horizontal rails,
that's
right?
Correct. Yeah, we won't be putting up any new stockade fencing at all.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Except for the...
We won't be putting any new in the yellow.
Yeah.
We will be replacing a stockade fence, but we will not be... we're not requesting to put stockade fence up.
Yeah. And what color do you propose for the stockade fencing?
It's natural now, so I was planning to just leave it natural. And the part that's on the Hopeland side has always been natural, I suppose, since it's been there. I understand it's only been there about 20 years or so. Before, the neighbors say they used to be able to walk through and that sort of thing. But the neighbors seem to be okay with the other side, with the stockade fence. So I thought I would just, no need to rock the boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we've got it. But fences are tricky sometimes. You all understand what we've got here?
So I guess the only thing is, do we need a color for the three-board fence? Or
He's leaning toward black, he said. You can.
Well, I'm leaning towards black because that's what I have now at the farm that I own now.
Mm-hmm.
The white will probably mildew and that sort of thing a little faster than the black. But there's also just the idea of leaving it natural, which will rot a little faster probably.
Yeah. I think the darker is maybe more typical.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the darker also gives it more definition, and you have the black at the road, so it continues the black.
Yeah. It won't stand out quite as much either.
Okay. Which, the natural or the...
The black. The black does.
Yeah, I would think that the fence that is nearest the house, that probably should be painted. But the rest of it...
Back here. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the part that's between the barn and the house near the driveway, that probably should be...
Should be painted, but not white.
Okay.
Whatever it is, will go the entire fence everywhere. So there's...
Consistent
there.
Okay, so... Yeah, and I'm hearing the preference for dark, for black, I think.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. Okay. If it's going to be near the road, it probably should be
mm-hmm.
painted.
And also, the house is so white, it's an awful lot of white, just mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah, it'll be right there to the left of that driveway. And I think the black would not be nearly as noticeable behind the trees. So, all right. Any other
questions? So if we require it to be black, that's...
I think that's my preference.
Okay. All right.
Black is my preference.
Okay.
Yeah. Are some of them dark green, or are they really all black?
I think some of them
are like Charleston green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
the
mostly black, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. I think that is all of our questions. And again, I'll ask if anyone else would like to speak in favor or in opposition. You're welcome to do so. And then we'll proceed with a motion, because we have a couple more
you can just stay at your position there since you have two more.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if we're ready for a motion with respect to application number 16-003, I move that we approve this application with the condition that the new three-board fence be painted black.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand. All right.
Thank you.
Application's approved. And then we have the next one, Ron.
The next application is application 16-004. Rick Wilson and David Trachtenberg are requesting approval to replace the doors and metal roof of their barn at 215 Dupree Place Southwest, also known as Sandhurst. Additionally, they're requesting approval to convert the current two-bay overhang to a one-bay overhang.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're clear on what you're proposing.
This picture here.
What's showing now are the doors we'd like to... Right now, it's corrugated steel doors. Pretty ragtag. And we want to replace it with what on the screen now.
Replace it with what?
I'm sorry?
Replace it with what?
With what's on the screen that's
okay.
showing now.
So that's the new door.
Those are the new doors.
Okay.
The current roof is corrugated steel, very much patched, and has a lot of repairs, and not that attractive. And underneath, it looks like a couple of limbs have fallen on it, and inside the barn, there are some Band-Aid repairs done with rods and that sort of thing, holding many of the rafters together. Mm. So we propose to fix those rafters, redo the insulation inside, and replace it with a forest green, a hunter green roof. Mm-hmm. That's marked, though. That's not such a great...
Mm-hmm. With allowances
but it's, you
for
can't
the...
really tell the line, the color, but
yes.
it's hunter green.
The projector kind of washes it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And the copier, too. Okay, all righty.
As far as the bays go, if you go back, this is currently the bay, the lean-to on our current barn. And this is the idea that we'd like to use on the barn at Sandhurst. Currently, we'll see it's got two, it extends out two bays and has room for tractors and all kinds of stuff like that, which we don't intend to keep on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd like to move that back
mm-hmm.
and just make one lean-to all the way across.
Mm. Right. Okay.
And replace the beams and such, because at this point they're in a position where you can't actually open the windows on the barn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's part of the... That'll be part of the modification of the new one-bay overhang.
Exactly, which will look like our current barn.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I think that part... This is pretty clear mm-hmm. what you all are requesting there, including the door, changing the doors to have some glass. I guess
so
it's glass, or will it be?
Yeah, give some light in the barn, one, but also just make it a little more attractive.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, any questions? All right. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor or in opposition? I don't see anyone, so we can have a motion on this.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 16-004, I move that we approve this application as submitted.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our next application is going to be application 16-005. Rick Wilson and David Trachtenberg are requesting approval to build a run-in shed on their property at 215 Dupree Place Southwest, also known as Sandhurst. The run-in shed will have three stalls and a porch area. Additionally, it will have open bar sliding doors in the rear.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. I'm just sorting through my look at that. That's helpful. It's out in front of the barn, then, so to speak.
It's right. It's behind the house and kind of right beside the barn.
And then this example of one is just at another location.
That's at my current farm.
I see.
That's basically it's a three-bay version of that. Uh-huh. Is what we're looking to build. With the roof matching the barn uh-huh. that's just been approved. And the same and the cypress
board and batten.
Lining, the cypress side.
Yeah.
Board and batten.
Okay. And a green roof.
The green roof, just like the barn.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, guys, do y'all have any questions? I don't believe we have other questions, so I'll just formally ask if anyone would like to speak. Anyone else regarding the run-in shed, the new run-in shed? And if not, we could have a motion on it.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 16-005, I move that we approve this application as submitted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. And welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Looks like you're making
nice to see somebody.
Some positive.
Yes, yeah, positive improvement in Sandhurst.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, any other business? I don't see any. So
I move we adjourn.
We'll move. Okay.
Okay,
we're ready. Meeting is adjourned. I don't think we need a motion necessarily. Do we? Okay, just the same.
This is for a secret parking lot.
How are you doing?